This is the vehicle that came over from the House that deals with economic development incentives and also tax credit reform. It's something that we've been working on for a number of years. It was my intention, and other people that I talked to make sure that we had a vehicle that was coming over from the House that will allow us in the Senate to work on this, and I think hopefully in an effective way. Last year, as you may recall, we perfected and third read a bill very, very early in session. It went over to the House. We ultimately had a conference committee, but that conference committee had issued its report. We're in the last week, and like a couple other years before that, we weren't able to get to a resolution. This bill should be very familiar to most of the folks in this chamber in that it deals with three new incentives, or I should say four. There's the Angel Investor Tax Credit Program that is a part of this that has been advocated for by many for a number of years. The Land Assemblage, the extension of that for the remaining $48 million that that essentially lapsed or expired under the program that was originally adopted in 2007. The freight forwarder incentive that's been out there, we've talked about for a number of years, and then also the data center legislation that has been worked on for a number of years. Also, there are two existing tax credits that are we are lowering the cap on. Low-income housing and the historic preservation program. The low-income housing is a step down from $135 million a year to $110 million a year over a four-year period. And the historic preservation tax credit, which is currently capped at $140 million, would be limited to $90 million for large projects and $20 million for the small project exemption, which are projects that are $275,000 and below. This is something that I think as we look at the things that are happening around us, for us to be competitive and understand where we are as a state is something that has been advocated, I know, by many in this chamber, and it is my hope that we can get to a resolution not only on the incentives that people have fought for, but then also the tax credit reform on the two largest programs. If you just, in a nutshell, of the tax credit redemptions we have in our state, those two probably account for about half. That number has remained fairly consistent, whether or not the redemptions were at $600 million or near $500 million.